Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful time this week with lots of food, maybe a lot of football, maybe a lot of friends or family, and gratitude. This is a weekend for gratitude, and so we're going to spend time on that here today, as you've heard. Before we do that, I want to share just a couple of devotional thoughts with us. And leading up to this week, I read an article. It was an interesting article that had a twist on gratitude. It actually was entitled, How to Be Unthankful. Right? So if you're going to read an article called How to Be Unthankful, it was kind of taking the practices we would normally put to use to become grateful, to cultivate gratefulness, and it flipped it on its head so that we can learn from it. So I'm going to share a couple of the highlights of that article with you. And it had five real reasons or real methods of how we can become ungrateful. First is keep a journal of annoyances. We all have pet peeves, and if you write them down, you'll never forget them. And when you are too happy, you can make sure you pull out your journal and read all the frustrations you have in life and get sad again, right? So that's one thing you can do. Another thing that you can do is use negative words to describe your terrible, horrible, no good, very bad circumstances. I might have done that yesterday when Ohio State lost to Michigan. So increase your vocabulary. Words like nauseating and atrocious and loathsome are words that we should practice using in our lives. Third, be constantly distracted. Always, always, always multitask. Why sit down for a quiet and peaceful meal to reflect on your day and give thanks to God when you could be on your phone, you could be watching TV, and you keep your mind off all of the nice things God has done for you and just keep busy with the world. So that's another thing we could do. Fourth one is focus on yourself when you pray. God already knows how awesome he is. Don't babble on about all that. Tell him all the stuff you don't yet already have to remind him that he needs to give it to you. That's the fourth one. And the fifth one is this, a couple of health tips. Make sure you're never getting all the sleep you need, because when you're tired, you get more anxious, and anxious is like steroids for complainers. And another health tip with it was exercise is poison. You know, those endorphins you get when you exercise, it prevents you from recognizing the awful realities of our world. So just don't bother with exercise. Obviously, these are not things that we should do. My pastor told me to be more negative, right? If you want to be a negative Nelly, you're welcome. You came to the right service this morning for that. Actually, I don't think we need a whole lot of help to become more negative. I think we're more like Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, or the Grinch naturally in our hearts than we are to be a grateful and thankful kind of person. But God desires to cultivate gratitude in our hearts. And so we're gonna practice that this morning. We're actually going to look at a scripture verse together that will help point us that way. So turn to Ephesians 5 in your Bibles. Ephesians is a book we've been in several times this fall. If you were tracking with us through our Transformed series, and Ephesians has so much to say about the transformed life that God has given us. In fact, we've been in chapter 5 already. It was 6 weeks ago. We were having a message about being filled with the Holy Spirit from Ephesians 5:18, that every believer in Christ has the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and his role in our lives is to bring such an influence that we no longer live like our old selves, but we begin to live with the divine character and holiness of God in our life. And so what he wants to bring about is a new kind of heart, a new kind of attitude. And so flowing out of verse 18 are several practices that we put into place as a result of the Spirit-filled life, and maybe also kind of turn our hearts to be more Spirit-filled. And so as we were given that message 6 weeks ago, I saw these verses just afterwards. I thought, this is what we need to talk about at Thanksgiving. Verses 18, 19, and 20, follow along as I read. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. That's kind of the contrast it's setting up. Don't be influenced by other things that lead towards sinfulness. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. And here we go. always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll stop there. Verse 18, be filled with the Spirit. Let him have his way in your heart and your life so that you live differently than you ever would have on your own. Verse 19, speak to one another in hymns and psalms and spiritual songs. This is one of the reasons why we gather publicly, so that we can speak to one another words of encouragement. We can sing together. It's why we sing in the church, because we're told in Scripture to do that, because we're encouraging each other as we do it. And we're making music in our hearts to the Lord. And as we gather, our aim isn't necessarily one another. That's kind of the byproduct, but we're singing to the Lord. And we encourage you to sing all week long. Put worship music on, like Dave testified about how it changed his day that one Friday, waking up to his wake up playlist. I think we all, can you just share that with the church, Dave? Just send that out one day. We need that same playlist in our lives. But really, we're heading to verse 20, where we want to zero in on this call to give thanks. It says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always for everything. So how often should we give thanks to God? Always. You mean today? Always. Even when it's not Thanksgiving Day? Always. Even when things are going well? Always. Even when things are going poorly? Always. Really? God, you want us to give thanks always? Like, how could we ever put this into practice? We need to change a few of the priorities in our lives if we're going to do this. How can we remind ourselves to continue to give thanks at all times? And really, when it's hard as well? Yeah, that's what it says. There's always something to give thanks to God for, no matter what our circumstances. Do you guys agree? Always. Now, earlier this week, I saw this put into practice. I went to visit Glenn Gonneau, who is the chairman of our elder board. He's been around our church for many decades, and here he is. He was in the hospital and saw him on Wednesday. He had had a procedure done to stop a potential stroke in his brain. They had to go in and fix some bleeding that was happening. I mean, you think about the circumstances. On Thanksgiving week, recovering. He didn't get out as quickly as he had hoped. He actually has now moved to a rehab center, and it's just like, wow, that's a hard thing to have happen right at Thanksgiving. He's in the hospital by himself, and I go in and I see him, and he's cheerful. I'm like, Glenn, how are you doing? I'm all right. I'm really thankful for God protecting me and that they caught this when they caught it. And I'm thankful for this certain doctor that I had that knew exactly what to do, and they transferred me to this place, and the nurses here have been excellent. And I'm just so thankful for all that God's done in my life. And I'm sitting there going, I'm going to preach this on Sunday. He's preaching it to me through his life. Always be grateful in everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the call to us. Now, let's be honest. How many of us struggle to be thankful through all the circumstances of life? I know I do. Sometimes we are only thankful when we see a big answer to prayer and we go, yes, that's exactly what I was praying for. Thank you, God. Or when we have a narrow miss on the highway and what could have been an accident turns out that it's not, and our heart's pounding, we go, thank you for protecting us. But on days like Tuesday, when it was raining the entire day, do you guys remember? Think back to it's sunny today. Think back to Tuesday. You're leading up to Thanksgiving. You're getting things ready. Maybe you're out shopping and you got drenched with rain. It was cloudy. It was gloomy. And you're going, really, God, on Tuesday, right before Thanksgiving? How many of you thanked God for the rain? Because it's the provision for our earth. A few. We need to learn to be more thankful for the things that he does in our lives, the big things, the little things. And there's a lot that happens in us when we're thankful. And even just looking into this passage, as I've been thinking about, why would God want us to always be thankful? First of all, it relates back to verse 18, because someone who's filled with the Spirit will be thankful. And then as we're thankful, we'll continue to be filled with the Spirit. It kind of works both ways. I think secondly, God knows that only in being grateful will we find the joy and satisfaction in life that he is offering to us, because he's always there. He's always working, and if we only focus on the things that we see that are broken or wrong or hard and we only complain, we're going to miss him. Joy and satisfaction in Christ come when we're thankful, we're reminded what he's been doing and how he's present. And thirdly, I think we are reminded that he is good and he is faithful. He's sovereign. He was faithful in the past. He's going to be faithful today. He's going to be faithful in the future. And we trust our sovereign God. We're pulled into deeper relationship with him when we're grateful. Complaining separates us from God's presence and our closeness in relationship with God. Thanksgiving brings us into fellowship with God. And kids in the room, I think you understand this. All right, I'm talking to the kids for a little bit. All right, kids, how many of you like to complain at home? Mom and dad probably should answer that for you. All right, kids, does it go well for you? Let me ask it this way. When you complain at home, is it good when you're like, I don't want to clean up my toys. I don't want to eat that food on my plate. That's gross. I don't want to go to bed. How do mom and dad react when you complain like that? They'll be like, you're going to eat that food on your plate if you know what's good for you. And you're going to go to school whether you like it or not. And you really need to go to bed right now. Right? It's not going to go easy with mom and dad when you're complaining. But if you think to say thank you to mom and dad, let's say mom just made a really nice dinner, and you go, Mom, thank you for making dinner tonight. It was really good. And you give her a hug. Now how do you feel with mom? Mom's going, wow, she recognizes that I love her and that I was planning all day for what I should do and that I worked hard to do this. And it's only fitting and only right for you to say thank you. That's what they're thinking inside. With God, it's the same way. It's only right, it's only fitting when we thank him for all the things he's doing in our lives. Always give thanks to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, through Jesus Christ, we have every spiritual blessing given to us. We're treated way better than we deserve. There is so much to be grateful for what we have in Christ. And so today we want to put that into practice. We are going to have a time to share together. It's something that we've done for the last 8 or 9 years. It's become a family practice. Even if you're visiting with us today from out of town or someone brought you today or if this is your first time here, you're still part of our family today. It counts because you came today. Before we do that though, I want to have us do a little reflection. So if you have a notebook with you, pull that out. If you have a bulletin, there's an index card in there, you can pull that out. Or if you have a phone and just want to pull up your notes app, what I want to ask you to do here is just take a few moments and write down at least 3 things that you are grateful for. This is a good practice for us to do. Write down at least 3 things that you're grateful for, whether it's something that God has done today or in the last couple of days. Think back over this year, 2023. What can you say thank you to God for? Make at least a list of 3 things. And let's practice this today. Any kids in the room who don't yet know how to write, parents, you can just ask them to say it to you. That's okay. Let's practice gratitude all ages here. You can keep working on your list over the next minutes ahead. I want to give you a couple instructions about how we're going to do this sharing time. We're not going to make you come up front. What we're going to have you do is to slip up your hand, and when you're ready, indicate that with your hand, and then we're going to have two microphones that'll be brought around the room, and they're going to be brought to you when it's your turn. We're trying to get to everybody. And you'll stand up and you'll introduce yourself. We want you to stand so people can see who's talking, if you're able. If not, that's okay. Introduce yourself by first name so people can put a name and a face together. And then share what you're grateful for. It asks you to keep it to relatively brief, not 10 seconds because it's a little too short, but you know, maybe a minute or two. Don't go too long so we have time for others to share. I also encourage you that as you begin sharing, say this: I'm thankful to God for, and then share. Because it puts the focus on the Lord. And that will encourage one another as we begin to share here today. So I'm going to just pray and ask the Lord's favor on this time, his blessing. Let's prepare our hearts to share. Let's prepare our hearts to hear. And let's commit this time to God. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the way that you opened up the doors for us to be God's people, blessed in so many ways. Father, we thank you for your goodwill and your good plan in our lives, your compassion upon us, your provision for us. And so as we share these things, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will bring us into deeper fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That we, your people, might be filled with your Spirit as we are giving thanks here together. Would you just make this a holy and special time that we have here together as a church family? That your name might be honored, that we might be encouraged to keep walking with you and trusting you all the way to the end, to be faithful until our very last breath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we have microphones available, so as soon as you're ready, don't be bashful. Put your hand up and we'll hear from one another.
My name is Tom. I'm probably a stranger to a number of you. I've been coming here 3 months. And I'm so thankful for what God has done through song. David spoke a little bit about mine songs, believe me, a little different. There's some songs that praise him, and there's some songs that are about his presence, more identified as your presence. And God has brought songs of, I love your presence. I love your presence. And it's been so moving to me. I played this for Steve a month and a half ago. And it's just been song dwelling, and there's a number with that, but it's just been so moving, and I'm so thankful for that.
So I'm not much of a public speaker, but hi. I'm Nicole Eidenschenk, and a lot of things that I'm thankful for is the support of my husband and my family in the times of my struggle. I have a lot of mental health issues that cause me to have tough times, and I get a lot of support from them. I love the support of my church family in my journey with Christ. Each and every one of you have touched my heart, and I love everyone for that. And I get a lot of support from the church staff with my schooling at Crown College. Hopefully graduate in 2025. We'll see. And then I also thank God that he provides my family in the times of our financial struggle with my husband changing jobs, with me taking a different job, obviously with me in school. So there's a lot of times that we have some issues there. So I want to thank God and everybody for that.
I just want to, I'm Jaden, and I just want to thank God for, over the past few years, he's just filled me with new life and, like, new spirit. Like, I really felt, like, spiritually dead, but now he's kind of, like, healed me in a sense, so.
I'm Evelyn, and this summer God allowed us to go on a cross-country trip. It was really amazing, the different national parks that we got to see, and it helps me appreciate his creation.
Hi, I'm Sharon. I'm thankful for the Lord releasing me from the work environment I was in and Kevin's support in that. I'm thankful for this church family. We left two churches previously, the first church before we had kids, the one while we had kids, and you're going to have to push us out of here. We don't want to have to start over with another church family again. But I'm mostly thankful for God's voice in his word. And he reminded me of that this morning when I was not out of bed yet, but awake. And I thought back on this first year of being retired and all the plans that I had and the expectations I had. And before I retired, I learned Habakkuk 3:17-18. And this morning when I was waking up and I thought, I haven't done anything, really. Nothing's changed. The things I wanted to do, I didn't do, and things I didn't know I could do, I'm doing. And the Lord spoke to me through Habakkuk 3:17-18 a year later, and it says, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, the produce of the olive fail, and the field yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like a deer. He makes me tread on my high places. Wow.
Hi, I'm Neil Sunkel. My wife and I have been here not quite a year yet, but I tried to list everything, and so it's going to be a long list. But I'm thankful to God for, first of all, faith, the greatest gift I have, for my fabulous spouse, for the freedoms that we have. I'm thankful to Emmanuel Church and what it's been to me in my life, for my family and friends, our ability to share blessings. There are so many times that people came to help and rescue us, and now he's given us the opportunity to help other people. I'm thankful for every challenge that has helped form me, and I thank God mostly for never giving up on me.
My name is Maddie, and I'm thankful for my food that my mom gives me, my bed, and my house.
My name's Chet. I'm most of all thankful that 76 years ago I bowed my heart to Jesus and received him as my personal Savior. It hasn't always been, I haven't always been a good boy, but God has been gracious in those times. He spoke to me and we straightened those things out, but I'm so thankful for a godly home for one thing. And then we passed that on to our children. Our children are serving the Lord around the world, and we're thankful for that.
Good morning. My name's John, and I'm so thankful to have my lovely wife with us today. A number of years ago, she was diagnosed with colon cancer, and I seemed kind of aloof in her mind, I'm sure, during those days. But when all was said and done, she said, "You really weren't worried about the outcome of this, were you?" And I said, "Absolutely not. God was in control, and I give thanks to him for the healing that took place in her life and our lives, and how he gives us a peace beyond measure and understanding in those deepest, darkest times."
Hi, my name's Janice, and Like Pastor Steve said, there's the good and the bad. And the good in our life in this past year has been the birth of our grandson. Anybody who's a grandparent knows all about that. That's just, I thank God for that precious little boy. And the hard times have been, it's been 4 years since Dave's surgery. And just more and more things have been, going wrong. Or there's been more and more issues and no answers. But I just want to thank God for always being there with us. We can sense his presence. He's sustained us. He's given us strength. And as we just sang, he gives us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. And our hope is in him. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I've been going to this church for about 20 years. On my list, I put that I'm grateful for my family, for God's word, and for God's care for me. And I'm going to elaborate a little on the last part. In October, Harry, my husband, and I had been planning a trip, well, since the end of last year, been planning a trip to Europe. And we were to leave on a Tuesday, the 11th, I believe it was. And the week before, on Wednesday, I went to the emergency room because I was having chest pains, unlike anything I'd had before. And make a long story short, I ended up on Friday having a heart catheterization and put stent in for a blockage. I was so grateful that God had provided this before we left on our trip, because I could have gotten over in Europe and had some horrible thing happen over there. So I was very, very grateful that God provided that ahead of time. I went home from the hospital on Saturday, and we left on Tuesday. And the trip went really well. Until kind of the last few days, and I guess it was probably the third to the last day, we were on a tour, a day tour, and we did a lot of walking, which I didn't realize we were going to be doing. And in fact, my little thing on my phone, my Fit thing, said that we had walked over a mile, and this was not easy for me. And I got back on the bus, and I was breathing heavily, and started having chest pains. And I thought, these have got to stop. These just have got to stop. And this isn't happening. But it was happening, and I was having chest pains, and they kept on for probably 10, 12 minutes, something like that. And I didn't want to be obvious to the other people on the bus or anything, so I wanted to wait till everybody got off for the next stop. And but then after everybody got off, I said to my husband, I think I need to go home. No, I think I need to go to the hospital. And so we got off the bus. Well, even though I hadn't wanted this to be apparent to other people, apparently somebody had figured it out. And a young man walked up to me. He put his hand on me, and he prayed for my healing in Jesus' name. Now, I didn't know him. He didn't know me, but somehow he realized what was going on. Well, that was really nice. And but anyway, we ended up getting in a cab and going to the hospital. But I noticed after I got in the cab, I really was feeling fine. And we got to the hospital, and I thought, I don't even know why I'm here, because I really feel fine. But of course, we went in and went through everything. And they told me that they did EKGs and took blood and all this. And they told me that they really couldn't find anything wrong, that I was dehydrated. And so, I still, after I got home, I still, I guess, have coronary heart disease. But so whether God healed me that day, I think he healed my heart of hearts. I think he just gave me real peace. And so I'm very thankful to him. And since I got home, I've received little gifts. Like my doctors have given me extra pills. I'm not a big pill taker, or I don't like taking a lot of pills, but I am thankful for these little pills because I do think that they are helping, and I think that they're just what the doctor ordered, the great physician. And also, I had received an invitation to a cardiac rehab program, which I am very grateful for because I knew I needed to exercise, and now I'm doing it, you know, with a designed program just for me. So I'm thankful for that. But I have to confess that when Pastor was talking about always, I haven't always been grateful. In fact, way too many times I've complained, I just don't have the energy. Well, now I've decided, just when he was saying all that, I'm going to stop complaining and just remember his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So anyway, that's my testimony.
This is my wife, Karen. I just want to thank all of you have known us and praying for us and helping us in the past 3 years, basically, going through a pretty tough time. But the thing I want to tell you, and the thing I thoroughly believe, that God is so faithful, great is his faithfulness, and he gives us a strength for today and hope for tomorrow. And I believe that, and I know it happens because it happened to us. And he'll never fail, and I'm just thankful for that.
Good morning. I'm Kelly. This is my first time here for a Sunday service, so I apologize. This is, like, making me kind of nervous, but we'll get through this. I'm coming from a life that was filled with a lot of heartbreak at a young age. When I was 10, my mom passed away from cancer, and I quickly went from a 4-person household to an 8-person household, in which my stepmom has 9 kids, and so that was a really big change for us. We moved homes twice, and I lost all my friends from elementary and middle school, and so I was really at an all-time low, and thanks to her parents, I am a child of God, and I can just live freely, and one of the biggest things I've learned through all these hardships and through what my spiritual mentors like Mr. Connolly and others have taught me is that suffering and trials and heartache, they're just as great of blessings as the miracles that God performs in your life. So don't ever take trials for granted.
Amen. Thanks, brother.
I'm Lee Sett. For those of you who don't know me, I'm married to Pastor Steve. And I just want to say that I'm incredibly grateful to the Lord and grateful to this church for our sabbatical this past summer. It was an incredible gift from this church to our family. I am incredibly grateful for the time that we had as a couple, the time we had with our kids. For those of you who don't know, we're in a different season. We have 2 in college, which they're home, and I'm really grateful for that. Our youngest 2 are seniors and off to college next year, and we're going to be empty nesters, which is crazy. But I'm really, really incredibly grateful for this past summer. We got to do some incredible things, travel, spend time together that we will probably never get again, and made a lot of memories. So I just want to say thank you, church, for making that possible for our family. And I'm also just incredibly grateful for the time that we had, that I had with the Lord, just extended time to be with him. And I'm so incredibly grateful for what he's doing in my life and how he's constantly drawing me to him. That's what I wrote. He's good and he's faithful and he never gives up on us. So just want to thank him for that.
Hi, I'm Cindy, and my daughter is Stephanie Sobiak, and Some of you know she was diagnosed with cancer this past year. And I'm thankful that my husband and I got to come and live with them for the past 5 or 6 months and to help them out. And she is by what the, at this point, she her cancer is gone. But what was even more exciting was this past week, she had a heart catheterization, and they were just so impressed with her heart. They said they never saw somebody with her condition be that good. And so that was just really exciting. But what I'm really thankful the most about is God to God is that he knows what we need when we don't know that we need it. And I was feeling down just a little bit this morning because I miss my church family. And anyway, so I was standing out in the vestibule waiting for my husband, and I saw these two people right in front of me come in. And I watched as he wheeled her up to the wheelchair, and they talked nicely to each other. And then we sat down, and they came up here and sat. And he was so kind to her, and she was so loving back to him. And I thought, how sweet to see somebody. I don't know how long you've been married, but, you know, quite a few years, I assume, 62, and that they would talk that way. But then saw her, who probably has a hard time standing and walking. She wanted to stand up and sing praises to the Lord. And at one point, I saw him tell her she could stay sitting. But, and maybe I'm making this up in my mind, but that's what it looked like to me. But anyway, but when they were singing Great Is Thy Faithfulness, they were both just worshiping the Lord for his faithfulness. And I thought, wow, they're just really full of joy and love for the Lord. And it was really great. And I got to think, as I watched everybody, there's a lot of older people in your congregation that just raise their hand and praise the Lord. And they don't care what anybody thinks. And I think a lot of churches, they fight and bicker over songs. But here, to see them worship, you're very, it's good for you that you have someone, have older people that you can watch and look up to. It's a really nice thing.
Hi, my name is Carl. I'm David's father, and I'm grateful. There's a verse in the second or third John that says, I thank God that all my children are walking in truth. And I am so grateful for him that my sons, they're not perfect like I am. But why are you all laughing? No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. But I'm grateful that they're all walking in truth. I could keep going.
Hi, my name is Peggy. And I first want to say I'm so grateful to God for a safe apartment he provided for me this past year. I'm grateful for my church family, the pastors, the elders. I have been so blessed and supported and prayed for. And I also want to be thankful that I am walking and I'm able to take care of myself. And that is a blessing from where I was at a few years ago. So God has been very good to me.
Hi, I'm Anne Marie, and I'm just really thankful to God for this season of chaos in my life. Sounds funny, but most days I'm working full-time, I'm being mom taxi for the rest of the evening, and then I get to come home and realize I was able to do all that. Not many people get that chance. And it's also created me to be able to be a stronger prayer warrior for those around me. So I'm just really thankful for that.
I'm Ruth. I have so many things to thank the Lord for, but I want to thank him especially for our youngest little great-granddaughter that was born last December. She was under 3 pounds when she was born in Guatemala, where they don't have the facilities in the hospital like they do here. But we saw so many miracles in her life, and one day, the doctor didn't think she was going to make it through the day because her lungs, in the morning, they x-rayed her and her lungs were filled with fluid. Till evening, her lungs were completely clear. And even the doctor recognized, who was not a Christian, she said, "This is a miracle. I don't know what happened, but it's a miracle. You must believe in God." So I'm just thankful that God has touched her. She is now 11 months old. She's still very tiny, but she's doing well. And that same doctor had tears in her eyes when they took her from the hospital because she said, I didn't think this day would come. So I'm just so thankful for her life and how her life has touched other people, even though she knew nothing about it.
My husband stand up with me because I am thankful to God for our marriage. 29 years ago today, we said our vows and we've had some chaos. We've had some storms, but overall we've had many, many blessings. Mostly our two children that doctor said we would never be able to have. So I just want to thank God for how he has blessed our marriage and for 29 years and for many, many more.
Ditto.
Amen.
My name is Weir. First of all, I want to thank God for sending his son Jesus to earth to die for all our sins. Without him, we'd never make it. Secondly, I want to thank my parents. I had godly parents. They took us to church Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, and Sunday evening, and Wednesday. Monday through Saturday. You better be at the living room at 10, because that's when devotions were. And you had a kneel for prayer. Everybody prayed. You did not have it Sunday night because you went to church. Another time I thank God for meeting my wife, Eva. My father taught her in school, and I heard a lot about her, but I never paid attention to her. Then I started coming to this church when our church stopped having service Sunday evening. We came to the Alliance. And we, for some reason, if you ate supper at our house, you came to church, you didn't eat. And then we were always fourth row from the front, and most times we were a couple minutes late. Here's one prime example that happened 32 years ago. This is how God works. I could talk to you all morning about the blessings and watching. He took care of my family. My daughter was 13 years of age. She was in 4-H horse, and on Sunday afternoon, she'd practice the horses up in my one big field. For some reason, the slope came loose. The horse came wide open around the hog pen, down in, and I put my hands up like this. The horse went to the left, threw her off. Her head hit. Sorry. Her head hit the horse trailer. Knocked her cold. My wife called the ambulance immediately. I started calling people. I knew it. Pray for her. Went to the hospital. Allison Kathy Lowe came over. Started praying for her. Hours later, they came back. No concussions. No broken bones or anything. Tell me God's not real. If you're not saved today, today is a day. Tomorrow it might be too late.
We have time for maybe just one more. Anybody else? We don't want to miss you.
I'm Lauren. I'm thankful to God that he gave us this home.
this church home. I'm thankful for the people that he's put in our lives to mentor, for friendship, fellowship, and love. I'm thankful for the grace and patience he's given my wife during my walk, because she couldn't do it without him. But no, I'm grateful that this is where we've been able to call home.
Amen. Folks, we're a family. We're a family of God's children, sons and daughters, and he's faithful to us. So many testimonies, and we could line up and be here all day for each of us to share the ways he's been good to us.